Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order declared war on humanity more than 100 years ago. Their eugenicists took control of science and technology and are turning the planet into an entertainment brainwashing factory to neutralize the population so they submit to orderly extermination. That is the essence of the Endgame. Today is Endgame launch day. Launching Endgame at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can also order the DVDs now shipping out. Tim in Virginia, then David, Robert, Elijah, and others. Go ahead, Tim. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
You know, as a patriotic American, you know, I'm getting tired of the diplomatic oral masturbation by the United States State Department and Condoleezza Rice in regards to Iran. Seems to me that the State Department is full of so many of Council of Foreign Relations, one world socialists, that they'll do anything to sell this nation up the river without a paddle. You know, they did it with NAFTA, and it's getting to the point where our industrial manufacturing base is eroded. We can't even deliver armored vehicles to our troops in Iraq. Our infrastructure is crumbling, the bridges. We've been exporting so much concrete to China, we don't have enough concrete in the future to fix our bridges, nor...
America must fall for the New World Order to rise, and they want to drive it down so they can buy it up cheap. And again, the very people running our country openly have sworn to destroy its sovereignty, and they're doing it. And the good old boys with the flags all over their cars need to learn that. The people destroying America are using Iran as a false unification mode to get us unified around the criminal government as they finally draw the knife across our throat.
That's for sure. And I'll tell you, the future doesn't look good with this video game generation playing these mental masturbation games, and there's going to be things going around them that they won't even see or know or care.
Well, the danger of the video games is, for some reason, it brings you into a lower-than-normal sleep state, into an unhealthy oxygen narcosis. Without oxygen actually being delayed, the brain just stops its uptake of oxygen. No, I'm serious. And it actually causes brain damage. I appreciate your call. That is when you get heavily focused for long periods of time, for several hours of video game playing, you go into a... It's hypnosis. I mean, you go into something deeper than the yogis go into. I mean, it is hardcore, folks. It is mind control. You better go read the medical reports on that. I mean, it's a fact. It's hooking you up to EKGs. This isn't debatable. This is brainwaves. This is heart. This is respiration. And, you know, when you're playing World of Warcraft for 24 hours straight, which a lot of people do, they'll just the whole weekend is no sleep, and they'll finally collapse a day later, 2 days, 3 days later. People all the time die at their computers, you know, 18, 25-year-olds, just in total focus. One guy played for 3 days straight in South Korea, collapsed. And you literally become absolutely interfaced with the machine, and it is they die. And it's causing massive brain damage. You go into oxygen-starved narcosis. They're not sure why, but something about the intense focus with the eyes locked on the flickering screen, with the hands moving the controls, does something to the physiology and to the central nervous system. It's incredible. We're going to break, come right back to David, Robert, Elijah, and others. After racist remarks, Nobel winner quits lab, MSNBC AP. Watson sparked furor with comments about intelligence levels of blacks. Well, the story, that was bad enough, but the story was he wanted to ban people from having kids. He wanted to restrict who could have children. He wanted one-child policies. It was just a eugenics manifesto, he told the paper. We covered that a week ago when he first got in trouble. And he's now quit what he's been running since 1945, the Cold Springs Genetics Harbor, Cold Springs Harbor Human Genome Project. When it was founded in, 1915, it was the Eugenics Records Office. And this boy was working there as the head of the genetics section of it during World War II. By the way, Hitler cites in his writings the Cold Springs Harbor Laboratory. This guy is one of the fathers of modern eugenics.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight for sticks. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the North Stem Rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows that it's me or you, and everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows, and everybody knows.
Man, Leonard Cohen.
And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
That's some poetry, isn't it?
That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
And everybody knows 9/11's an inside job.
Everybody knows.
In their gut.
Everybody knows.
In your soul.
That's how it goes.
And when you look at the facts, they bear out what's in your heart.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, I knew before it happened.
Everybody knows.
I saw them bragging on TV.
Everybody knows.
They didn't even cover up what they were saying on Hardball 2 months before 9/11. I already saw it coming. I was already freaked out, and I saw Warren Rudman and Gary Hart on there bragging about big buildings are going to come down, troops are going to be on the streets, America's going to change, and they all laughed and smiled and celebrated. And Chris Matthews, I wish somebody could find that tape, shook their hands and said, thank you for sharing this here. I'm so honored. And I was going, my gosh, he's acting like he was just given the Pulitzer Prize. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, they just bragged about the op right on television. And the next day I went on air with Operation Expose the Terrorists, and I said, they're going to go after that World Trade Center. They're going to say Bin Laden did it. So I could put it together with all the other pieces of info I had. Man. And everybody knows they're going to have a depression in this country. Everybody knows they're going to attack Iran and start World War III. Everybody knows that down the road they're going to get us in the compact cities and fly over and spray us, and we're going to flop around like dying fish, vomiting out death while our kids die right beside us. Everybody knows that unless we fight them, they're going to get all that done and they're going to win. Everybody knows the fake churches are bought off to tell everybody to stand down and don't fight evil and don't speak out and just wait for Jesus to pull us all out of it on golden ropes. And everybody knows, if you actually read the Bible, it doesn't even say that. It says we go through the tribulation. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. The dice are loaded. I sent that song to the network like 6 years ago to air. They never played it. I finally got somebody good running my show, John Harmon. They play all the music I want. And some other I don't. He throws some stuff in there, but a lot of it I like. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm babbling here. Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. This is Dave Short from Northern California. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, bro. What's on your mind?
Okay, first thing, I'm renewing my Prison Planet TV subscription. I'm ordering a bunch of Endgames, and I want to congratulate you. You know, aside from the 9/11 story that you're the premier guy on, you probably broke the biggest story in history on the Endgame thing, and it's such an honor to talk to you. Anyway.
Well, I don't want to say I broke it, but I'll say this is the first time it's all been put together. I mean, it's the history of the elite, who they are, who the Bilderberg Group is, what their current agenda is, and then what that leads to. I mean, this has got 30 minutes on the North American Union and the SPP or longer on the toll roads. I mean, it's I say three films. It's really like four or five films. I mean, this is a I mean, somebody watches this, they're going to have a really big picture view.
I hear you. And, I mean, it's so huge. I just don't even know how to explain the impact that this is going to have. And I got two more things for you real fast.
Go ahead, my friend.
I heard you on radio talk show Johannesburg. Man, that was so cool. Do that more often. You know, post those links because that was neat. I mean, we're sitting here listening to old Afrikaners just going nuts about this information. And I listened to them for about an hour after that. And, it was almost, I'd say at least 75% totally positive. And two listeners, old folks, who just couldn't really stand the intensity. So more of that, please. That was
yeah,
really,
I was on
really
there for like an hour, and then I didn't keep listening afterwards. But Aaron was in their video editing, so he listened to about 30 minutes, and he said they were just – at first they didn't believe me, but I knew their own history. And so I said, well, what about Cecil Rhodes, Rhodesia? And I laid out, you know, who owns their country, how it was done. And see, that's what shocked them is I knew all about their topography, their geography. I was able to talk directly to him, and then by the end of it, the host was convinced, except the news guy. Remember, the news guy was doing the news. He came on and said, yeah, I say kill 90% of people.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't jump through the microphone on him on that.
Well, it's just better to, but he was totally defeated. I mean, did you hear how chicken-necked he was? And just like, I mean, I totally hit him right where, and that's what finally convinced the other host, was early in the interview, the guy just came out and admitted the agenda. You see, that's their little secret goodie egg. That's their little secret little prizy-wisey, and they don't like us knowing about it.
Well, and it totally confirmed what you were saying when the guy says, oh, I think they should kill 90%. I was just going, whoa. You know, that played right into our hands. And I got one last real fast rant for the media shills out there. That'd be all right?
Sure, you got the floor.
Okay. Hey, Megs and Murdoch and Marr and Beck and Rush and Corrick and Matthews and all of you shills, you are guilty of obstruction of justice in the murder of 3,000 American citizens. Guilty! And you know it. Newsflash. There's no statute of limitations on murder. You will never be free of it. You're trapped. You're going down, and you're going down hard. Save yourselves. Throw yourselves on the mercy of the court. Rat out everybody now before your cohorts do. Rat out. Rat out. Rat out now.
Good to hear from you.
We will forgive you.
God bless you, man. Listen, they're scared now. I mean, I heard Beck this morning saying how evil and dangerous I am, and I'm only dangerous to the terrorists. I'm only dangerous to those that killed our citizens. I'm only dangerous to those that gave plutonium pills and uranium pills to thousands of wives of GIs to kill them, to test them on them. Imagine you go into the doctor on the base and they kill you. They kill your baby. I'm only dangerous to the people that want to grab people's children and torture them. I'm only dangerous to CPS in Florida that's got 3,000-plus missing kids they took. You know, we are dangerous because we, as Beck admits, believe what we're saying, and we're not going to stop. You know, we've committed. We're going up the hill, folks. It's just, okay? It doesn't mean that we don't have a knot in our belly. It doesn't mean we're not got the hair on the back of our neck standing up. It doesn't mean we're not, you know, concerned. But we've set our jaws. We got our teeth clenched together, and our eyes have got the fire of God in them, and we're not going to stop. Okay? I mean, you've declared war on us. The New World Order is waging war on us. Our back's against the wall. What do you expect us to do? You're forcing us. You want to fight? You got one. It's just beginning, and you're beginning to understand that.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease. These activators that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn away? I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You ain't doomed to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, because I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All a secret so the public never get to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones remakes and kill committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Wow.
Yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? 4-9-11, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked the how he doing? We in the streets, holler, jail to the thief, follow, waving flag, bring these wagons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
Absolutely. I hope you understand the time, brothers, because it's major. All right, let's go to Robert in California, then Elijah, Dan, Ed, and others. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Good morning from Southern California here. And
welcome.
Fire capital of the world, I guess, right now.
Yeah, which are now saying is arson.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's either that or somebody lights a fire in the wrong place and doesn't know what they're doing when they're up there trying to do a little camping, as they call it. But anyway, my own journey, and I'm sure everybody's journey was... My journey to waking up is I was raised by good people who knew what the government was going on. My grandmother lost her son in World War II, and they grew up in the Depression knowing what was at stake. And as I grew up, I had my own learning curve and what we call unlearning of what bull that they tried to implant in our brains. And I think that's what we see going on now, especially with the internet media and videotape that, you know, they come back out and people, you know, here you said this and now you're saying this. And so what has changed to, you know, for give you the right to do what you're doing now?
And that's well, I agree with you. And now people are discovering that our own government and the British government and the Zionists actually funded Hitler and created him. Major universities are writing books about it. Major Jewish scholars are writing books about it. I mean, imagine the magnitude of creating someone evil who you knew would do all these horrible things so you could then be the good guy and deal with them. It's the ultimate false flag attack. It's the ultimate staged event. I mean, to find and promote and fund a dictator and to know his psychological makeup and to write in the 30s, before he even came to power, what he would do, you got to hand it to him, man. They're smart. They're smart.
And that's for sure. And they're also patient, you know, because they've been doing this for centuries. So their families have been, you know, gearing up for this for, you know, the takeover of all power to bring them to themselves, thinking that they're the ones who are smart or are decent enough in their own right to know how things should work. But that's the problem is that they forget about human free will and people who are lovers of truth and get awakening both spiritually and mentally and physically to this new paradigm that's going on. And I'm glad to see that it's happening and people need to be awakened. And any of those people that are listening in California, we need your help out there knocking on doors and start asking other people to vote for Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Got to intensify it. He's got a chance to win the nomination, folks. Yeah, there's election fraud, but it's not total, and we still got to get on the field. Even if the dice are loaded, we can still win with God's help. All right. Thank you, Robert, Elijah, Dan, Ed, many others. Your call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. And I'm calling 9/11 Truth in Minnesota that confronted Bill Clinton. If you're listening, whoever you are, I want you to call in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house before. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to
ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. This is D-Day for in-game launch. I'm asking you for your help, getting it out of the four winds any way you can, by word of mouth, by flyers, by email, by phone calls to talk radio. I'm going to beat my brains out the next month doing hundreds of radio interviews. And I am out there taking action. Help me get Endgame out. See it at PrisonPlanet.tv this evening. It will be surfacing this evening. Around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight it's going to go up. Okay, I'll just go ahead and tell you. I want to say midnight, though, in case there's any tweaking or anything that has to happen. But it'll be up this evening. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want you to burn copies of it. I want you to download copies of it. I want you to give it to everybody. I want you to aggressively get it out to everyone. The DVDs ship on Monday, the highest quality. Order them at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. The history of the New World Order, how they created the North American Union, the EU, the Asian Union, what their current operations are and what their master plan is. A nightmare global police state, extermination of more than 80% of the world's population. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. And by the way, I'd forgotten. Four new sneak peeks, little minute and a half clips from the film. The introduction to different sections is what they are up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in an Endgame article that Paul Watson wrote about Endgame today. Four new clips and a new trailer went up yesterday in the extended four-and-a-half-minute trailer. So five new clips total, and that's it. That's all the trailers, all the clips, all the sneak peeks. Help us get those out to everybody. Help get that story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com on Digg's front page. The Barrier Brigade is on there giggling and laughing and going, ha-ha, no one will see it, and they think they're going to have victory. If our people would just go in there and dig it at the same time, it would drive it over to them, and they'd literally scream in hatred all over their sub-sites and just flop around and cussing fits whenever we get through their blockade, which we only get through a couple times a month now, but still they just rage with hatred. So it's good to beat you. By the way, I think you figured out, with Digg or MySpace censoring or anything, we don't stop. You can keep fighting us forever. You can beat us 99 out of 100, but we win because we keep fighting. I learned that from the Founding Fathers. They lost for several years every single engagement, 3-1, 5-1, 6-1, 9-1. But you know what? They just kept fighting. They kept fighting. They kept fighting. They kept fighting until they finally won at Trenton, New Jersey. More than 20 men froze to death that night. At midnight, they crossed the frozen river. Horses were falling through. It wasn't completely frozen enough. They traveled another 6 hours through the frozen cold. People getting frostbite, the tips of their noses freezing off. A large group of men died. They'd be found literally frozen dead. The horse would follow their horses. They got over the hill over Trenton where the German mercs, the German Hessians were encamped with their British leaders. Anyhow, they snuck attack them. George Washington came riding right in as hundreds of redcoats and thousands of Germans all opened fire. Bullets all shot multiple times through his hat, through his cloak. His cloak was it was Providence, folks. I mean, and this was their description. There was a German general there that you could see holes all in his cape and cloak, and his hat was shot off his head repeatedly. George Washington out there with a big saber just slashing and killing them. They don't teach you that in the history books, do they? The general, the leader of the country, front line. Andrew Jackson, front line. That's right, he was fighting at that time as a 12-year-old boy. And look what he led our group to do. And you can be part of that in history as well, ladies and gentlemen. And all of us aren't going to make it in this fight, but in the end, this scum is going to be defeated. (sighs) All right, let's go back to your calls. Elijah in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, thanks for holding.
I believe in spreading a message of hope, actually. During the 9/11 protests, my son and I printed out about 300 Ron Paul flyers. So
good.
Before I got to the protest, I handed them all out to the people, and I was telling them, listen, get to keep all of your wages. I can't believe you can't have 100% support for something like that. Ron Paul wants to give back to the American dream. So I believe in spreading the message of hope. We could spread the message. We need a 9/11 investigation, but also try to spread a solution. You know, we can stand up to all this media propaganda all we want, but unless we propose a solution and we get our things right, like Frank Zappa said, register to vote and run for something. I don't know. I believe, like, next time I want to call you up and be a congressman, you know, something like that. Try to pack up Congress and our, like, whole election system with people that believe in the Constitution. That's the only way we're going to get things changed. All these guys running around doing all this evil, we can bury them in elections. We can pretty much get all of our people elected that are not affiliated with any of these organizations. So we have so much stuff on these guys that I believe that any good candidate, such as Ron Paul, who believes in the Constitution, should be able to win the vote of the people, especially if they tell them about the comprehensive annual financial reports and tell them, oh, listen, the government has so many billions of our dollars. Why don't we use this to build schools? Why don't we use this to create jobs? Why don't we use this for all these other purposes? So if you run on that ticket, people being, in a way, selfish beings, they care about themselves, their family, and their community. So what's best for them would be able to keep all of their wages and also get something back from the government other than taxation without representation. Isn't that what we thought there were?
But the average yuppie's going to say, how are we going to get something back from the government without paying taxes? And I appreciate your call. They built the capital. They built the nation without the income tax. It goes directly to the private banks. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's talk to Dan in New York. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dan from We Are Change in New York City.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Just wanted you to address something for me. We're sort of getting a little negative backlash from the truth community about the Bill Maher episode.
That's because they're jealous, sir.
Well, just because.
I mean, you say the truth community. You mean communist snivel faces? Them?
Well, just people emailing me in the MySpace and leaving in the forum saying that, like, that sort of action discredits the movement, and we're just reinforcing the idea we're a bunch of conspiracy nuts.
Okay, so what's your question? You have a question?
Well, I was just wanted you to if you could address it, just to say, like, hey, you know, this situation is very serious, and we can't be worrying about being calm and composed, and that we need to get out there.
That's right. We don't need a bunch of limp-wristed behavior, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I couldn't believe that we actually, people were saying, like, hey, you guys need to calm down with doing stuff and interrupting live performances, and that's exactly what we need to be doing.
I agree with you. Let me address that, and I appreciate your call, my friend. Keep up the good work there in New York. For 10 years before war broke out, they were British citizens, British subjects. And they put taxes on the American colonies that they didn't have in England. They wouldn't give them parliamentary representation. They'd had that before, and the king just said, you don't have it anymore. The British in America didn't particularly like the fact that they just brought over a German king. His daddy had been brought over. They knew about that. That was a big issue. They're like, this isn't even our king. That's when the Germans had just taken over British royalty. It had been the same people going back to the Normans before that. Sure, they were Germanic, but they'd been there 600 years. And so they just brought over this. So there was always kind of that Anglo-Saxon resentment of the Europeans, and now that was kind of back. I mean, I'm giving you the background here on all of this. And so this German ruler was taking all their freedoms, taking their liberties, taxing them, taking property, all these just scores of new taxes. And the founding fathers would get in trouble for printing up little hand pamphlets, bills of particulars, committees of correspondence, listing all the crimes of government, SWAT teams raiding and arresting people, raping women, taking land, corrupt bureaucrats, swarms of new bureaucracies sent out to eat out the substance of the people. And for 10 years, really more, but heated up for 10 years, then they started doing stuff like going to public events, screaming at the staged governors who weren't elected, who were being appointed. They'd get arrested for confronting them at public events. They started going and disrupting plays. They started going into bars and shooting their mouths off and getting arrested and beat up and put in the stocks for a week and dying. And they'd complain on ships and get keel hauled that's tied to a rope and drug under the bottom. And people just said, you know what? We're not putting up with this anymore. We're not going along with this anymore. And so they, the founding fathers, were at the Green Dragon Bar Inn Tavern. And they dressed up like Indians. People say, oh, was that to make fun of the Indians and Native Americans? No. It was disguises. They put war paint on, and they went in to a couple ships worth the equivalent of hundreds of millions of dollars today. This tea was expensive all the way from India, and Englishmen had to have it. And they took it all, and they threw it in the harbor. And by the way, they had clubs and daggers and pistols and were ready if somebody gave them a problem to start the war right there. Now, we're not going on board these Chinese ships with all these slave goods and throwing them off of ships. We're not going after people. Okay? All we're doing is going to public events and confronting them, which is total Americana. We go to these live shows and heckle these fake comedians. That's always been part of a, quote, live show. Since when do people not do it? I mean, you can come to my live shows and heckle me. I've even had it happen a few times. And I go ahead and let the person shoot their mouth off for a while and then go, okay, that's fine, or I'll even answer their question. So, I mean, you have to deal with that. That's I mean, I've been in events that I'm not running where somebody starts heckling and people throw them out, and I'm like, no, no, don't throw them out. Don't do that. We had one guy one time show up in an orange ski mask to an event like 8 years ago and sit there the whole time. People wanted to throw him out, and I said, do not throw him out. I said, if you throw him out, I'm leaving. Let him sit there and try to scare people. And I got up there and gave a speech and said, that person's trying to scare you and intimidate you. And later I learned out who it was, and they actually were. It was a stalker. But that's how they operate. And so we're not going to stop. I mean, you're trying to get us into World War III here. You are doing all these horrible things to us. You're abusing us. You're sending out your bureaucracies to violate our Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they're scared because they know it's spontaneous. Millions of others are seeing what's happening, and they're going to go out and confront their politicians and the bureaucrats and the media whores everywhere. And look, a lot of 9/11 truth's infiltrated. I mean, you know, you've got your one worlders who are involved, who are left wing, controlled left wing, just trying to get us onto the UN's going to save us. I said on the day of 9/11, I said, this is all going to come out that they did this, but limited fashion, because I don't want to say I'm psychic, folks, but everybody around me says I've got, you know, the old fashioned term, the touch. I mean, I'm instinctive. I've got discernment. I got a good brain that God gave me. And I can extrapolate out what they're going to do 9 times out of 10. Even more often than that, I'm rarely wrong. And I said, they're going to let this come out, but they're going to, because I'd already seen their documents about how they were going to say there's a left-wing world government you can have or a right-wing world government. Well, which one do you want to choose? Well, how about no world government? See, so they know that you're aware of it. They got to give you a false choice. And so a lot of the 9/11 truth movement is run by one-worlders. And they're there, and they mean well. A lot of these leftists, man, they're nice people. They really mean well. And they're prominent professors and scholars, and, you know, they're right about steel and buildings not melting and bombs and hijackers being U.S. government agents. And with them on that, we can work with them and be around them. And, collaborate together. But in a collaboration against the New World Order. But we cannot then adopt the everything else that comes with it, the vestigial globalist system. I mean, the world now knows 9/11 is an inside job, but they're blaming it on Bush. We have to explain it's about Hillary, too, and it's about the New World Order that controls them and the central banks that own them. That's the next step in this. And there are a lot of 9/11 truth groups out there who are jealous of me. And they're jealous and envious of We Are Change and what they've been able to do. And look, I mean, I was, you know, obviously basically offered the headship of different organizations and groups out there, and I always tell them no. People say, well, why? Why don't you want to head up our group, or why don't you want to be the... And I say, you are the leader. You understand? Because I want to win. I want to beat the New World Order. I don't want to strut around with, you know, titles like the Grand Tenfo Warrior. I mean, it's very sweet, but believe me, I'm not grand in any fashion. Plus, I don't want to be like a major walking around the front lines wearing my insignia. That's dangerous. Listen, I put my info out, and We Are Change took my advice. They followed my attack profile. They added to everything I'd learned with force multiplication, and they went out and they started, you know, now 30-something plus groups, more forming every day. It's exponential. It was like 25 last week. They're out there hitting them everywhere, Texas, Minnesota, Florida, California, New Jersey, New York, Canada, England, Netherlands, Japan. They're InfoWars groups. I don't care what you call them. They're out there hitting people, hitting them hard, InfoWarriors, InfoWarriors all. And so, of course, you're going to have, I mean, look, if you're a 9/11 truth to be a big stud and to be well known and to have a few people trailing after you, then you're in this for the wrong reasons, folks. Look, this is dangerous, okay? First off, you need to know that. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. It's not a game of tiddlywinks. This is war. We're fighting hardcore killers. And so We Are Change doesn't need to respond to that. Frankly, you shouldn't even call in and ask me what I think about it. You shouldn't even give them attention. You are in an engagement. They're back at base camp whining and picking their nose. Ignore them. Engage the enemy. Continue to seek and destroy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night.
is outrageous to have Glenn Beck and many others equate us with terrorists and the bombers of Oklahoma City and 9/11. It is outrageous for them to say, they're dangerous. 9/11 truth is dangerous. This Alex Jones is dangerous. Unless you want to try to restrict our free speech, which you've been calling for. Yeah, you better know that the people are awake to you and the jig's up. And if you start trying to arrest us or COINTELPRO us or set us up, this hit in the 1960s, boy, it's going to get a lot more serious. And the people are going to wake up a lot faster. But you go ahead and do what tyrants have done throughout history. You go ahead and be a bully. You go ahead and keep pushing. You go ahead and show everybody what you really are. You see, for us, it isn't about being a painted trollop on CNN. It isn't about being worldly and powerful in your corrupt system. It's about the truth. It's about honor. It's about duty. It's about justice. You're dealing with something entirely different than your world of chicken-necked yuppie weaklings. Look, it's clear. They're saying we're terrorists. It's outrageous. Just like they walked up to Luke and said, we know you got bombs. We're going to send you to prison for bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but leave or we're going to say you have bombs. That's a horrible criminal threat. That's a violation of federal law and state law and the Patriot Act to make fake bomb threats. But they do it. We're sick of you. We're tired of you. You're the ones trying to rule over us. Get off our backs. Get out of our face. We didn't ask for you to rape us. So get off of us. You freak out when we start getting sick of you? This is only the beginning, punk. This is only the start. And all these people that defend the 9/11 fraud, all the people that go along with the New World Order, you make yourselves accessories to the attacks. You bind yourself to a fraud. You better know what you're doing. You better know it curses you and your soul. You're buying some bad karma. Again, I don't believe in karma, but to use the term, you reap what you sow. I do believe in that. What comes around goes around. What you put out, you get back. Now, let me tell you something, New World Order. I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of God Almighty. And I'm scared of not fighting evil. I'm scared of being evil. One thing I'm afraid of is not being able to finish my work. But you know what? If it's God's will that you be allowed to strike me down or do whatever it is you're planning, then that's God's will, and I say so be it. You understand that? The tree of liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I just pray that that is not God's plan for me to be a bag of fertilizer. I think I'm doing a lot more out here walking around. But we're now entering the phase where the enemy knows we have grievously hurt them. They knew that a long time ago, but now they're having to publicly confront us and fight us. And they're trying to pre-position themselves to use force against us. Do you think that's going to sell? You think the people are going to buy? You know. That's only going to make people believe what we say that much more and look into our claims. You are failing. You are losing. You're afraid.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.